Well, good afternoon again, friends. Good to have you joining with us for another just short devotional message from the Word of God. We really appreciate those who tune in faithfully every afternoon at 3 p.m. And over the summer months, we've stripped them back a little bit. Probably in September, we'll go back to maybe the 5 weekdays. But there you have it. I want to speak for a little while today about the most troublesome member in the church. The most troublesome member in the church. Maybe you are a church member and there's other church members, and sometimes you don't see eye to eye with them. But I want to speak today and call out by name the most troublesome member in the church, the member that gives the most problems, the most heartache, causes the most strife and the most difficulties. And we read about this troublesome church member in the book of James, chapter 3 and verse number 5. Let me read the word of God to you. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a world of fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. I would challenge you to read James chapter 3, those opening verses, first 10 verses or so. It speaks a lot about the tongue. The tongue is a troublesome member in the body, a troublesome member even in the church. And so often more damage is done with a loose tongue than can be done with any other instrument. The tongue can be like a two-edged sword. The tongue can be like a spark that can set a place on fire and cause so much pain and so much destruction, whether it's through telling lies or gossiping or breaking our promises or not keeping somebody's confidence, and using our tongues instead of using them to praise God and using them to spread the gospel and using them for prayer. So often in Christian circles, the tongue is used to cut other members down, to call people's integrity and character into question, to whisper, to backbite, to say things behind people's backs. You'll notice behind me here, of course, this big, big digger bucket. And I heard about a man a number of years ago, and his nickname, he was involved in Christian work, his nickname was Bucket Mouth. Bucket Mouth. They said he had a mouth as big as the bucket of a digger. What an awful nickname to have. James in Scripture, who wrote these words about the tongue, apparently had the nickname Mr. Camel Knees, because he spent so much time on his knees that they became calloused and hard, because he spent so much time on his knees before God in prayer. I'm sure he wouldn't have wanted to be called Bucket Mouth, especially given what he said about the tongue. It's very difficult sometimes to hold our tongues, but it's very, very important to keep people's confidence, to speak the truth in love, and to use our tongues to edify and to build up and to encourage and to exhort one another and to praise the Lord and to pray and to seek God's face. Let's hold our tongues in these days. Let's be careful about what we say. You know the old adage, it's not true at all. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Sometimes when people speak out of turn about you, it can be very difficult not to be hurt. And yet, whenever we think of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, never did anyone speak as he spoke. The enemies of the cross even acknowledged that. And yet at the same time, I don't think anybody ever received as much verbal abuse. There was never as much lies told and still being told about the Saviour. And yet the Scripture says, whenever he was reviled, he reviled not again. And before Pilate, he held his tongue. He kept his cool. He answered not a word. He was full of grace and full of truth. Peter reminds us that he is our example in all things. And let's endeavour to use our tongues in a way that glorifies God. And let's make sure that our tongues are the best members in the church, not the most troublesome. God bless you, friends, and thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.